There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I watched those Monday night football games last night, both of them. I watched. You know, I was slipping back and forth because they were both on the same time at one point. But, you know, I saw players in the first game, the Bills and the Falcons, and the Falcons beat the Bills. I could not believe that. I mean, I thought the Bills, after losing last week, would get it together. They looked sloppy. At times, they looked like the Saints. I mean, bad tackling, a few drop passes, penalties. Yeah, they didn't look that good. And I hate it when the Saints lose and the Falcons win. I mean, that makes the Saints' loss even worse. But yeah, the Falcons won last night, beating the Bills. And then the other game, which started a little bit later, was the Chicago Bears against the Washington Commanders. And the Commanders, you know, I mean, they lost the game in the end. But at times, you know, there were missed tackles and drop passes and, you know, I've just been kind of wondering through the show today after watching both of those games and then after talking about Chris Olave dropping a couple of passes yesterday. I mean, there were like 3 passes that Chris Olave dropped. And I said, you know, if you're afraid to get hit, that you're not going to hold on to a pass, then it's time to retire. Take your money and just retire. Go open up a car dealership or do something else, but you don't need to be in the business if you're afraid to get hit. So, because that's what you sign up for when you play football, and you're paid a lot of money to do it, but it just makes me realize that there are a lot of receivers who just, you know, they can't focus on catching the ball when they have to. When they absolutely have to catch the ball, I guess the pressure gets to them, and they don't do it. Sometimes it's a pass that doesn't really matter, but a lot of times it's a key pass that really matters. And Chris Olave missed a couple of passes, dropped a couple of passes that should have been caught. And, you know, that was part of the loss. It wasn't all Chris Olave's fault, but, you know, you've got to catch the ball. And I also wonder if these guys really do practice that. You know, if you're not catching the ball in those key situations, do you actually practice more? I mean, you should be practicing more than the team is practicing. You should be off on the side with somebody else practicing, thinking about being under pressure and catching the ball, and just practicing catching the ball. It's that simple. But yeah, I saw a lot of things that reminded me of the Saints in those two games. I wrote a blog yesterday. It's posted on the WWL.com website. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. Mayor-elect Helena Moreno will bring fresh new leadership to the city. And with the mayor the current mayor, LaToya Cantrell, continuing to exert her will as mayor, which, you know, she should still be mayor. But she's not answering some questions, and we don't know where the money has gone. And there's a lot of deficit that, like $100 million or more. And they can't really explain it. And LaToya Cantrell can't explain it. Where's the money? Where did the money go? And why doesn't she want to answer the question? And then also, she's still trying to get this contract from Sidney Torres and give it to Troy Henry. Why? Why is there this dedication to Troy Henry? I don't know the answer, but it's a legitimate question. So our city is in very, very bad shape. And Helena Moreno is going to take over a city that needs a lot of help, and it's going to take a little time. So let's give her time. But I think she's going to work on doing it. Tomorrow we're going to be on location. It's Medicare Enrollment Day. This is tomorrow, and Tommy and Newell and our show from 1 to 4 will be broadcasting live in Metairie from People's Health Medicare Center. This is Veterans and Causeway. It's right next to where a Party City used to be. I forget what that place is now, but it's just down from Trader Joe's. And if you have any questions about Medicare, if you or somebody that you love needs to find out about Medicare, this is where you can get Medicare experts to help you out. They're going to be on hand at People's Health. The experts are going to host educational seminars at 10 and at 1. Plus, they're going to have coffee and donuts for you in the morning. And the educational seminars, the coffee and donuts comes from Joe's Coffee and Donuts, and that's some good stuff. And we're going to give away tickets to Oktoberfest while the supply lasts. So if you're confused at all about Medicare, and if you're not confused, you probably don't know enough about it, because if you know enough about it, you are confused. Come out and join us tomorrow. It's Medicare Enrollment Day, tomorrow from 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. at People's Health Medicare Center, and that's Veterans and Causeway, and you'll hear it right here on WWL. So RFK is linking circumcision to autism. I mean, you know, what else? Hey, did you have a broken fingernail while you were pregnant? Your kid's going to be autistic. Did you have an ingrown toenail while you were pregnant? Your kid's going to be autistic. Did you bump your head while you were pregnant? Your kid's going to be autistic. I mean, I don't know. First it was Tylenol. Now it's this. This is the first I've heard of this. But apparently there are two studies that show that children who are circumcised early have double the rate of being autistic. I'd like to know more about that. I'd like to know more about that study. I'd like to know if there might be something else with these children that's causing that other than circumcision. Because how does the removal of skin on that part of the anatomy, how does that affect your brain? I mean, I know a lot of males think with that part of their body, but how does that really affect your brain? I don't get it. But I mean, it came from RFK, so that kind of explains it. I'm also really confused, and maybe we'll know more by tomorrow, but I'm confused about whether or not there's going to be a Qatari Air Force base in Idaho. The War Secretary, Pete Hegseth, says there is going to be. J.D. Vance says it's fake news and there's not going to be a base there. So we'll try and find out the truth. All right, Taylor Swift is being criticized for selling a $40 Life of a Showgirl hairbrush. Because apparently when you get it, it doesn't appear to be worth $40. Now, I can't imagine Taylor Swift ripping anybody off. I mean, honestly. Somebody's broke, and they're all upset about it. And also, there's some backlash among Taylor Swift fans, Swifties, because the Life of a Showgirl CDs feature Taylor's signature, but also Travis Kelce's signature. And they don't like that. They want just Taylor's signature there. But I guess she's really saying that they're a couple. And he's part of the album because of that song, Wood. You know, I think there was a time when you couldn't say Wood on the radio. God bless America. So anyway, this brush seems to not be worth $40. So keep that in mind before you order. But honestly, I really can't imagine that Taylor Swift is ripping anybody off. All right, so there is rap influence in country music. There are people who don't like country pop music today. Because sometimes when you're watching country music television, you can turn the sound down and just be watching it. And you can't really tell if you're watching a rock band or a country band, because they've got piercings and tattoos and wild hair, and you know, there's a tremendous crossover today. I love it. I think it's great. But a lot of people are not happy with that. And a lot of people are really not happy with country rap. But it's a real thing. And there's rap influence in country music, and Florida Georgia Line and many others have been influenced by rap music in the music that they write. So there's a rapper from Dallas, Texas, who has done a country collaboration album. And one of the songs that I'm going to play part of, because we can only play part of it because there's profanity in it, is featuring Darius Rucker, who used to be with Hootie and the Blowfish. Darius Rucker went country and has been doing country music. So he's on this country collaboration rap album. But the big criticism is that this was performed at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. This is considered holy ground among country performers. And the criticism has been very harsh against this Dallas rapper, Big X the Plug. Big X the Plug. Big X, the letter X, T-H-A, Plug, P-L-U-G. Big X the Plug. I guess that's how you say it. I mean, I can't imagine that there's any other way. So I'm going to play you part of this song because there's profanity in it. We can only play you part of it. So, Coleman, I gave you the cue points. You've got to be exact here. Got to be precise. We got to dump out by that time that I gave you, or there's going to be a problem here. All right. Here's the song, I Hope You're Happy, with Darius Rucker. But this is Big X Thug Plug. And it starts off with Darius Rucker singing, and it sounds country. But the invasion of Nashville's Ryman Auditorium is what is causing such harsh controversy. And there are country fans that think this is just totally inappropriate. This should not happen. I don't think you're going to get rid of the rap influence in country music. It's probably going to continue. And you could always go back and enjoy Buck Owens. You know, you can go back and enjoy Buck Owens, or, you know, more recently, George Strait, some of these traditional country artists, you can enjoy them. But I don't think you're going to get total rap out of country. In fact, the combination of country and rap is referred to as crap. And it's sort of a subgenre of country music. But, you know, if you have kids and they're into country music, they're part of the group that is supporting this crap music, country rap crap. Another name for it is, what is the other name for it? It deals with, hip-hop, rap, and country.
Hick-hop,
that's it. Hick-hop. Yeah, you got it, Coleman. Hick-hop. Hick-hop is the other word to describe it. There are a lot of people that are into it. I mean, I think it's fine. I think it's just a natural progression. And when I've interviewed country stars, I enjoy asking them the question because the answers are always different. Did country music change the audience, or did the audience change country music? And I love to ask that question when I get a chance to interview a country artist, because it's an interesting question. And when we talk about the purity of country music, something happened on this day in 1974, and the traditional country performers in Nashville just exploded with condemnation. On this day in 1974, Olivia Newton-John won Female Vocalist of the Year at the Country Music Association Awards. Now, she had recently won a Grammy, beating out other country stars. But it was on this day in 74 that she won the award from the Country Music Association, the CMA. And this caused some country performers to disassociate with the Country Music Association because they thought it was a travesty that somebody from London, somebody born in England, grew up in Australia, didn't even record in Nashville, had won an award for the best female vocalist. And at the time, let's see, who did she beat out? She beat out Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Tanya Tucker, and Anne Murray. And the song that she won with actually hit number two on the country charts, and it's this song, Let Me Be There, Olivia Newton-John. And she shocked the country world by winning this, and the country world just absolutely flipped out that somebody who was a total outsider had won the award. And there were actually traditional country artists, and George Jones and Tammy Wynette were among them. There were like 50 other artists that broke away from the Country Music Association to form the Association of Country Entertainers because they were so fed up with non-country artists invading their charts and winning their awards. And I'm thinking, you know, if the country audience accepts this and it's number two on the country charts, then Olivia Newton-John had every right to win that award. And Olivia Newton-John had every right to participate in this. And I think these country performers were, I think they were scared of the change in country music. But this may have been like the really beginning of crossover with Olivia Newton-John. But I think they were so scared of changing country music that they just totally rebelled against it, and they tried to just keep everything right inside Nashville. And obviously that did not work, because country music is not what it used to be, and actually I think it's better. But if you're a country traditionalist, there's a lot of country music for you. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870, and we'll be back on WW.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pretty well. So I announced the other day that the band Rush, well, you know, there was only three of the guys, and the drummer Neil Peart is passed away, but Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, they're going back out on tour. It's the Rush reunion tour. Now, back in the day, Rush tickets were $60, $70. Rush tickets for the Rush reunion tour range from $350 to $400 for mid-level seats, over $300 for nosebleed, and the premium packages range from $650 to $2,500. And fans are PO'd. They are not happy. It's going to be interesting to see if fans who love Rush, people who love Rush, love Rush. It's going to be interesting to see if fans revolt against Rush by not buying these tickets at these outrageous prices, or if they so love Rush, they're going to pay for the tickets. But a lot of people are not happy with this.
So nobody's rushing
Nobody is rushing to buy the tickets. There's a problem with cocaine users in this country, but it involves what's referred to as silver snorters, people who are older. I mean older. In the last 2 years, there's been a tremendous increase in hospital visits among senior citizens, people on pensions who are doing cocaine. You got to have one hell of a pension to afford cocaine. I mean, I don't know what cocaine costs now, but, you know, back in the day, you know, mid-80s when you know, I was doing a little, you know, now and then, it was like $100 for a vial, whatever amount that was. Never was good with the metric system. Hey, remember those years, if you're a boomer, you remember those years in school when they told you, you're going to have to learn the metric system because one day we're going to convert to the metric system. Guess what? We never converted to the metric system. Everybody else is on the metric system, not us. You know, we're too set in our ways. But there have been 723 senior citizens who have needed medical help because of using cocaine from the beginning of the year to March 2025, to March this year. Eight of those were above 90. 28 elderly cocaine users in their 80s needed hospital care, while 70 were aged 75 to 79. Look, you got to stop using that stuff. You know, I mean, you shouldn't even use it if you're younger, because fentanyl's out there. It's not like the good stuff we had back in the 80s. You can't trust it. I mean, I feel badly for the young generations that have to worry about fentanyl, but fentanyl's out there. You know, we kind of had it made back in the 80s when we could trust it. It was pure good stuff. But, you know, I mean, and at that age, I mean, your heart can't deal with that. So you got to stop doing that. Hey, let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. President Trump and his allies are suggesting that an end to the combat operations between Israel and Hamas is suggestive of something bigger. The end of thousands of years of division and hatred. But the truth is a little more complicated.
Has called for a new era of Middle East harmony during a whirlwind trip to the region. First in Israel, where he celebrated a U.S. brokered ceasefire with Hamas, and then in Egypt. The president raised hopes for Mideast peace.
It's going to happen, and it is happening, as before your very eyes.
Telling a global summit on Gaza, the future cannot be ruled by past fights.
We have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to put the old feuds and bitter hatreds behind us.
He urged Israel to move on from military victories and Palestinians to abandon terror, and even told Iran the U.S. is always ready to cooperate. But despite his sense of finality about peace,
this is a monumental day.
Fundamental questions remain about how and if Hamas will disarm and who will govern Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Now, back in the U.S. of A., the federal government is still shut down and is showing no signs of opening up again. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his confidence is not going to give up a single inch. His conference is not going to give up a single inch to the Democrats.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government and pay our federal workers. You've heard Chuck Schumer say breathlessly, I just want the four leaders to get in a back room and make a deal. We're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore.
Well, if you're not going to make a deal, it sounds like you don't want to make a deal. It seems like there are those who actually like this government shutdown. We'll see how this plays out in the end. At a news conference, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says the shutdown of the government is providing cover for the White House to lay off tens of thousands of federal employees, just like it was outlined in Project 2025.
Firing and threatening to fire federal employees is part of the Trump administration's campaign to inflict trauma on our federal workforce. Trauma is not my word. It is the word used by OMB Director Russ Vogt about what he wanted to do.
You know, I wasn't bashing Trump when I said during the campaign that if Trump is elected, Project 2025 will be implemented. Some people called me a Trump hater. No, I was just telling the truth. And now we're seeing the truth manifest itself. Project 2025 is on the verge of being implemented in several areas. So far, the mass layoffs at federal agencies haven't been large enough to have really an impact. But that's about to change as the White House targets the Department of Education.
There's now a new round of layoffs at the Education Department, which will affect special education programs, civil rights enforcement, and after-school programs. The layoffs started Friday amid mass firings across the government, meant to pressure Democratic lawmakers over the federal shutdown. The cuts are also part of President Donald Trump's broader plan to shut down the Education Department and parcel its operations to other agencies. Over the summer, the department started handing off its adult education and workforce programs to the Department of Labor, and negotiations are underway to pass its $1.6 trillion student loan portfolio to the Treasury Department. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. So I want to see how quickly somebody catches on to this. So let me tell you, the Oakland Heart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, a movie opened up on this day in 1994, opened up nationwide at movie theaters. It brought back a couple of classic songs from the 60s. This was one of those songs. Let's see how quickly somebody texts in the answer. What movie helped to bring back this song? Released in movie theaters on this day in 1994. Does this song remind you of scenes from any movie that might have been released in the mid-90s? All right, we're going to hang on here for just a moment. Let's see if anybody gets it. This was one of the 60 songs that this movie brought attention to. The Oakland Heart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. All right, I've got a couple of guesses here. No, not right yet. Yep, somebody got it. Pulp Fiction. Released on this day in 1994. This is one of the songs of the soundtrack. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I am so proud of this audience. You would not believe the number of people who guessed Pulp Fiction. This is such a pop culture-centric audience. You guys are so cool. I love you guys. I mean, for a talk radio show to have that many people that when I play Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon by Neil Diamond and say, what movie did this come from? Does this remind you of a scene from a movie released on this day in 1994? And the number of people we got that said Pulp Fiction, unbelievable. It's amazing. You guys are so cool. If you're listening to this show, you're part of a really, really cool audience. This was another song that was part of the soundtrack. Son of a Preacher Man, Dusty Springfield. All right, I'm Scoot. Here's a text that says, love you, Scoot. This is PJ in Honolulu. PJ, thanks for checking us out in Honolulu, and thanks for tuning in from Honolulu. And you know, you can pick up this show anytime, anywhere. The Odyssey app, AUDACY, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com. You can find us anytime, anywhere. So be looking forward to wherever you are, just download the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn app, and you've got us wherever you have your phone. Hey, I mentioned earlier in the show that I did something last night that the Saints need to do more of. I was on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and just I'm so tired of these stupid comments. You know, I did a stand-up report outside the Dome after the Saints lost, and comments like, is this a man or is this a woman? Is this somebody's grandmother? Oh, you look so cute. You know, just the dumbest comments from Facebook trolls. That what I did last night is what the Saints don't do enough of. I blocked a lot of people, and it was so much fun to go, you're done. You're done. You're done. You know, if we disagree, that's one thing. But I'm tired of the stupidity. And that's what it is. It's just stupidity. I mean, I don't look anything like a woman. And I guess this is just some people's way of making themselves feel better. That's the only way I can explain that. All right, let's see. What do I have to tell you now? We're not going to get to talk much about this today, but I think we can get to this. We have a few minutes. Come, we got a few minutes to get to this.
Yeah, what's up?
And we got a couple of texts to get to.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll do that. We'll do that in just a minute. All right. Some people with MAGA fell for a fake Turning Point USA halftime show poster. Now, you know, Turning Point USA, we mentioned yesterday, is going to do an alternative halftime show on the website, their website. They're doing a website for the alternative halftime show. I think it's the All-American Halftime Show or something like that. It's an alternative halftime show to Bad Bunny for the Super Bowl next year. And so they're doing an alternative show to that. But somebody put out a fake poster, and a lot of people fell for it. And I'm looking at the poster now, and it says, Turning Point USA, Kid Rock, America's Halftime Show, Ted Nugent, Travis Tritt, Jason Aldean, John Rich, Lee Greenwood, and special guest appearance from Measles. So some people took this really seriously and just and ran with it. And some people were posting, yes, this is how we win. Somebody who describes himself as a conservative pundit, a self-described January 6th political prisoner vindicated by the Supreme Court, tweeted out, TPUSA is launching a first-ever American Patriot Super Bowl halftime show. This is how we win. This is how we take our country back. But it was this poster. It was a response to this poster, which is a joke. It wasn't true. Now, it is true that Turning Point USA is going to do an alternative halftime show, but all the details have not been announced. And the measles is kind of a joke, making an appearance. The measles, it's kind of a joke about Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Being against vaccines. So that was the joke about that. So some people fell for it. It was kind of interesting to see that. But there is going to be a Turning Point USA alternative halftime show, but we don't yet know who the performers are going to be. All right, you got a couple of texts for us?
Yeah, there were a few texts that we got last hour that I want to kind of make a comment on, and it was when the caller was talking about like the influences about conflict and why most people go to guns. And we have a few texts that kind of have the same vein. One says, the cause, rap music promotes violence and instant gratification, failed public school systems that the leftists own and no farther than home. And another one said, I hate to say it, Scoop, but the youth are shown everything is solved with a gun, from bad neighborhoods to rap music. And to that, I would say, I don't think that's the cause, because even before rap music came about, they were still, you know, violent. They were still like mob hits. They're still, you know, rappers, they kind of modeled themselves after guys like Whitey Bulger and Bugsy Siegel. They kind of glorify like Dirty Harry and like rebels like James Dean. And to say that rap music was the thing that always glorifying violence, like, no, there's always been like duels and mob hit movies and, you know, stuff in the pop culture. Even country music, we're talking about the cross between rap and country. There's a lot of country songs that's like, we'll put a boot in your ass, or you can step in my lane, or try that in small town. So I think rap gets a bad rap, you know, for promoting violence. But violence has always been a part of entertainment culture long before rap came about. And
you know, and I mean, if you want to talk about, if you want to censor entertainment, well, that's a whole different conversation. But to blame this on the left is wrong. The left doesn't own rap music. There are a lot of conservative youth who are into rap music. This is a fact. They're into rap music. It's not rap music. It's not the fault of rap music. The music that the lyrics that are expressed in rap music are reflecting the reality that exists in society. But there's court case after court case where people have attempted to blame the music for violent behavior, and the courts have said no. The music is not to blame. So don't buy into this simplified rhetoric that it's the rap music. That is just a simple answer, but it's not the answer to the problem. Rap music is simply reflecting what is existing in society. And there are too many people who listen to rap music who don't do anything wrong to ever make this argument that rap music is causing negative behavior. And again, the courts are pretty consistent with this. The music is not to blame. So, you know, don't buy into that simplified reason. We're going to come back to wrap up the show here in just a couple of minutes. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2004, Eric Clapton had his license suspended in France. He got caught driving 134 miles an hour. Wow.
Like you said, that turbo engine, you know, you can't, if you bought.
Well, you know, it's not his fault. He might have seen a movie about speeding. He might have seen Speed Racer when he was a kid. It's not his fault. Eric Clapton wasn't speeding because of what he wanted to do. He couldn't help it.
Yeah, Steve McQueen, the bully. That's where he got it from.
That's right. He learned to speed watching movies, right? You buy that? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, tomorrow we are on location at People's Health Medicare Center. That is Veterans Highway and Causeway. Come by and see us and tune in for all the information that you're going to need about all of that. Coming up next, it's Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller on Sports Talk, and Green Wave head coach John Summerall joins the guys with Tulane Tuesday at 4:35. They'll talk about Tulane's victory over East Carolina and what's coming up for the Green Wave. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.